Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 21st of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, become introverted and practice staying in remembrance. Check for how long you remain soul conscious and God conscious. Question. What are the signs of the children who sit in solitude come to take you children back home? Although you are soul conscious in the golden age, you are not God conscious. Here you become soul conscious and God conscious. That is, you are the children of the Father. There is a great deal of difference between there and here. Here there is this study, whereas there is no question of this study there. Here, if you continue to listen with the faith that each one of you is a soul and that the Father is teaching you, you would be able to imbibe knowledge well and you would continue to become soul conscious. Although it sounds very easy, the destination of stabilizing oneself in this stage is very high. You children should relate your own experience of how you consider yourself to be a soul while speaking to others and seeing them as souls. The Father says, "Although I am sitting in this body, this is my natural practice. I consider the children to be souls. I teach souls. It is also souls that play parts on the path of devotion. They become impure while continuing playing their parts. Souls have to become pure again. Until you consider the Father to be the supreme soul and remember him, how can you become pure? For this, you children have to become introverted and practice having remembrance. This knowledge is very easy, but you have to have this firm faith. I, this soul, am studying, and Baba is teaching us. You will then be able to imbibe knowledge and not commit any sin. It is not that you no longer commit sin at this time. Only at the end will you become conquerors of sin. The vision of brotherhood is very sweet. There is no body consciousness in that. You children understand that the Father's knowledge is very deep. If you want to become the highest on high, you have to practice this very well and think about this a lot. You need solitude in order to become introverted. You cannot have solitude at home or while doing business like the solitude you have here. Here you can practice this very well. You must only see the soul. You also have to consider yourselves to be souls. By your practicing this here, the habit will be instilled. You also have to keep your own chart. To what extent have I become soul conscious? We speak to souls. We converse with them. You need to practice this very well. You children understand that this aspect is correct. To remove body consciousness and become soul conscious, to imbibe this and inspire others to imbibe it, to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, is a very deep chart. Even the big Maharatis understand that the subject Baba gives us daily to churn has very deep points. Then no wrong words will emerge from your lips. There is a lot of love among brothers. All of us are the children of God. You know the Father's praise. Sri Krishna's praise is separate. He is called all virtuous and completely viceless. But where did he receive those virtues from? His praise is different. He was made completely virtuous by the Father, the ocean of knowledge, was he not? You should check yourselves very carefully. You have to keep an accurate account at every step. Businessmen write up their accounts at night for the whole day. You also have a business. At night, you should check yourselves as to whether you spoke to others while considering them to be your brothers, and whether you caused sorrow for anyone, because you understand that all of you brothers are going to go to an ocean of milk. This is an ocean of poison. You are now neither in the kingdom of Ravan nor in the kingdom of Rama. You are in between, and so you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You should check to what extent you are able to maintain the stage of the vision of brotherhood. All of us souls are brothers, and we are playing our parts through these bodies. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. We have now played our parts of 84 births. The Father has now come. He says, "Remember me alone. Consider yourselves to be souls. You become brothers by considering yourselves to be souls." The Father explains this. No one except the Father has the part of explaining these things. There is no question of inspirations. Just as a teacher sits and explains, in the same way the Father explains to you children. These are things to think about. You also have to give time to this. The Father has given you permission to carry on with your business, etc., but it is also essential to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You should make time for this. Everyone's service is also different. Some can find a lot of time. You should also write with tact in the magazines how you remember the Father here. You have to consider one another to be brothers. The Father comes and teaches all souls. It is now that each of you has to fill yourself with the sanskars of divine virtues. People ask you what the ancient yoga of Bharat is. You can explain to them, but as yet there are very few of you and your name hasn't become that well known. God teaches you yoga. He surely has children. They must realize that no one knows how incorporeal God the Father comes and teaches. He himself speaks, "I come at the confluence of every cycle and tell you how I come and whose body I enter." There is no question of becoming confused about this. This is a predestined drama. I only come in the One. Establishment takes place through the Father of humanity. He becomes the first, especially beloved child. I establish the original eternal deity religion through him. Then he becomes the first number again. The explanation in this picture is very good. No one else can explain how Brahma becomes Vishnu or how Vishnu becomes Brahma. You need clever methods to explain. You know how Baba establishes the original eternal deity religion and how the cycle turns. No one else can know these things. Therefore, the father says, write using such clever methods. Who can teach you the correct yoga? When people come to realize this, many will come to you. All of those big ashrams will then begin to shake. This will happen at the end, and they will be wonderstruck as to how there are so many institutions on the path of devotion and not a single one on this path of knowledge. Only then will there be victory for you. You also know that the Father comes every 5,000 years. You are studying with the Father, and you also teach others. How can you explain to someone in writing? All of these methods are invented every cycle so that many can come to know. No one except the one Father can establish the one religion. You know that there is Ravana on one side and Rama on the other side. You are gaining victory over Ravan. All others belong to the community of Ravan. There are very few of you who belong to the community of God. There is so much show on the path of devotion. Wherever there is water, a gathering takes place. They spend so much money. Many drown and die. That does not happen here. Nevertheless, the father says, it is a great wonder how some recognize me, listen to me, explain to others and observe purity, and then, O Maya, they are defeated by you. This happens every cycle. There are those who become defeated by Maya. There is a war with Maya. There is also the influence of Maya. The path of devotion has to shake. You experience the reward for half a cycle, and then devotion begins in the kingdom of Ravan. The signs of this remain all the time. When they indulge in vice, they can no longer be deities. No one in the world knows how they became vicious. It is written in the scriptures that the deities went onto the path of sin, but they don't know when they went. You have to understand all of these aspects clearly and explain to others. It is only when your intellects have faith that you can understand these things. They will feel a pull and say, we want to meet such a father. However, you should first see whether they still have intoxication when they go home and whether their intellects still have faith. They should have a craving for remembrance. They would write a letter to say, you are our true Baba. We receive the highest inheritance from you. We cannot stay without meeting you. A meeting takes place after an engagement. There is eagerness to meet one another after the engagement. You understand that our unlimited Father is our teacher, our bridegroom, and that he is our everything. You receive sorrow from everyone else, whereas in contrast to that, the Father gives you so much happiness. There too everyone gives each other happiness. At that time you are bound in relationships of happiness. This is the most auspicious age in which you become the most elevated human beings. The main thing is to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father with a lot of love. It is by having this remembrance that your mercury of happiness will rise. We are the ones who have done the most devotion and have stumbled a great deal. The Father has now come to take us back home, and you definitely have to become pure and also imbibe divine virtues. You have to keep a chart as to how many you gave the Father's introduction throughout the day. You cannot be happy without giving the Father's introduction. There is great eagerness to give this. Many obstacles are created in this sacrificial fire. Many are beaten. There are no other spiritual gatherings where there is the question of observing purity. Here you become pure, and devilish people create obstacles. You have to become pure and return home. It is souls that carry the sanskars. It is said, if you die on the battlefield, you go to heaven. This is why they go in great happiness to fight. Many commanders, majors, and soldiers come to you from many different places. How can they go to heaven? While on the battlefield, they remember their friends and relatives. The Father now explains, everyone has to return home. Consider yourselves to be brother souls and remember the Father. The more effort you make, the higher the status you will claim. They say, we are all brothers, but they don't understand the meaning of that. They don't even know the Father. People believe that they do altruistic service and they don't have any desire for reward, but they definitely receive the fruit of that. Only the one Father does altruistic service. You children understand that the Father is defamed a great deal and that deities are also defamed. Now deities cannot commit violence. Here you become doubly non-violent. Neither do you use the sword of lust, nor do you become angry. Anger too is a big vice. Some say, we become angry with our children. The Father explains, you must never slap them. They are your brothers. There are souls in those bodies too. Souls never become smaller or larger. They are not your children, but your younger brothers. You have to consider them to be souls. You must not beat your younger brothers. This is why Sri Krishna has been shown tied to a pole. In fact, those things never really happened. They are just different moral teachings. Why would Sri Krishna want to steal butter? They incorrectly praise him for stealing butter. When you praise him, you praise him correctly. He is full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. However, this defamation is fixed in the drama. Everyone has now become Tamopradan. The Father comes and makes you Satopradan. It is the unlimited Father who is teaching you. You have to follow his directions. This is the most difficult subject of all. You also claim a very high status. If it were easy, everyone would engage themselves in this examination. It takes great effort. You commit sin by being body conscious. This is why the example of the touch-me-not plant is given. By remembering the Father, you become alert. By forgetting him, you make one mistake or another, and your status is reduced. Everyone was given those teachings. They wrote the Gita with these teachings later. Many fearful stories have been written in the Garuda Purana in order to make people afraid. There is sin in the kingdom of Ravan because it is a forest of thorns. The Father says, "Transform your drishti. You have been accustomed to that vision for a long time, and this is why your love is drawn to bodily beings. What benefit is there in having love for perishable things? By having love for the imperishable one, your attainment becomes imperishable. You children have been given this direction. While walking, talking, and moving around, remember the Father." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana 1. Remove your love from perishable bodies and have love for eternal souls. Remember the imperishable Father. Practice. Souls are brothers, and I am conversing with my brother soul. 2. Churn the ocean of knowledge and create such a stage that no wrong words emerge from your lips. Check your account at every step. Blessing. May you serve with the consciousness of being an instrument and have humility and thereby become an embodiment of elevated success. A server is constantly an instrument and has humility like the Father. To have humility is the way to attain elevated success. In order to achieve success in any service you do, have the consciousness of being an instrument and have humility. By doing this, you will constantly experience pleasure in doing service. There will never be tiredness from serving. No matter what service you are given to do, you will achieve success by using these two specialities and become an embodiment of success. Slogan: practice becoming bodiless in a second, and you will become part of the Sun Dynasty. Om Shanti.